In our previous year, we began the discussion regarding the halacha of Dvarim Shebiksav Iyat Rishoy Loimer Malpeh, and why this wasn't an issue when the Kohen Gadol, as the Mishnah said, Ube'esher Shebechumash Bekudim Koyre Alpeh. We quoted a number of Haterim, why this issue doesn't apply, when this issue applies, when this issue doesn't apply. And to continue reviewing this important question, because as the Mishnah Berurah already himself points out, that besides for the cases that I mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Mem Tes, that Shulchan Aruch says by Krishma, Birkas Kahana, Parshas Tamid, we don't have this issue. But we know people are using Pesukim and saying Pesukim Baal Peh all of the time. People daven Pesukim de Zimra. Pesukim de Zimra is all Pesukim. People say Kiddush, as we'll discuss later, Vayichulu Baal Peh. So much is said Baal Peh. Some people say the Karbonis Baal Peh, Parshas Akedah Baal Peh. And this is all Pesukim. And we have the Issa Dvarim Shebiksav Iyat Rishoy Emel HaPeh. Particularly, there is a question from the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Tefillah Halacha Ches. The Rambam seems to be very strict with this halacha. The Rambam says, also likra afilu teva achas shloi min iksav. You're not allowed to even say one word shloi min iksav. And it seems that that too, we have rayas that that may be the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch as well. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Nun Gimel, Aruchayim, Sif Yud Dalet, he says, Suma Yara Lufnei Teva, Vach La Yik B'tar Mishun Dvarash B'Ksavi Yat Rishor Elam Ra'peh, and does anything should not be said Al-Peh. There are other Paiskim that are more lenient and say that if a word, even a fragment of a sentence of a pasuk in the Torah to be said baal peh. The Shailos Teshuvos Torah Lishma in Simen Kuf Tzadik Zayin is even more lenient. His opinion is that the Isser Advar Shmiksav Yat Rishon Loimer Malpeh only applies if you're saying three pesukim. Where does he get the number of three pesukim? He says, since we know that halacha is that if somebody has an aliyah, he's not allowed to, we have to reach for him a minimum of three psukim. So we see that only then is it considered dvarim shebiksav, and therefore he holds that if you're reading less than three psukim, the issue of dvarim shebiksav, yat rishoy loimer malpeh, doesn't apply. So as we said, the Shulchan Aruch says the reason we don't have the problem of dvarim shebiksav, yat rishoy loimer malpeh, is by something which is shogar b'fi kol, something that everybody knows by heart, there the issa doesn't apply. The paiskim discuss what does that mean. So certainly the paiskim say that if everybody knows it by heart, but you don't know it by heart, that isn't considered shogar b'fi kol. Shogar b'fi kol means that it has to be shogar by you b'fi, that you have to know it by heart. On the other hand, who is the Hakol? Most Jews don't know anything about Peh, unfortunately. So I saw that the Paiskim, the Chuvas Chavis Yor, says that Befi Kol means the community that you're part of. If the community that you're part of knows about Peh, everybody in our community knows Krishma about Peh, even though, as we just said, unfortunately, there are many Jews that don't know Krishma Peh, that doesn't mean that's not Shogar B'fi Kol. But if everybody knows it and you don't, that's obviously you don't have the heter of Shogar B'fi Kol. Furthermore, even if you know it, but you don't know it perfectly Al Peh, that the Paiskim say we could be lenient. As long as you basically know it, you don't have to know it perfectly Al Peh. Or let's say you're having a tough day and your memory isn't working that well today, that is still considered shogar b'fi kol. The other heter, which we discussed at length at the end of our previous year, is that the issue of dvarim shebiksav yat rishoy loimer malpeh, Tosfos Masechta Temura, daf yudalet amud beis, divrei hamaskil yesh, says it's only when you're being mitzi other people, like by Kriyas HaTorah, where you're going to be reading on behalf of others. But when you're only reading on your own behalf, there is no iser of Dvarash B'Ksav Yat Rishoyim Lomer Malpeh. The other heter is when psukim are being said in as a tefillah. Dvarash B'Ksav Yat Rishoyim Lomer Malpeh is only when the psukim are being said as for learning. But if the pasuk is being l'shem limud, but if the psukim are being said l'shem tefillah, then the issue doesn't apply. And therefore, that would solve the issue we have with Pesukei de Zimra. That would have the issue that many people say, when they say Krishma Alamita, say a number of Pesukim. That doesn't apply. Furthermore, as we quoted, our Gemara says that when there's a Tircha de Tzibura, that's why they allowed them to read, they allowed the Kohen Gadol to read the Pesukim from Parshas Pinchas Alper. And so too, whenever there's a Tircha de Tzibura, we could be more makel in Dvaram Shebiksav Yat Rishoyim Lomer Alper. And that's why, says the Mishnah Berurah, we are more lenient with people who say a drasha. The Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katan Gimel says, Mi Shedorish Barabim Baharbe Psukim Shebetayra. Somebody's reading and he's quoting in his drasha many Psukim. It's difficult for him to find in the Chumash all the time the Psukim, because Kavrat Tzibur. The Paiskim are also lenient when somebody doesn't have a Chumash available for him, or he's blind. The Mishnah Berurah here says in Sifkat and Aleph, Suma mita lukris ba'al peh, Mishum eis lasis la'shem eferi teresecha. Somebody who doesn't have a chumash easily available to them, that a person should be left, not be left without learning, is not. There is no issue of varnish b'ksav yatu shalom ralpeh. The Ravya says a heter that if we're saying the pasuk just as part of our conversation, that isn't considered an Isser. Other Paiskim say that even if you're not reading the Pasuk Mibifnim, but you're hearing other people say the Pasuk, that isn't the Isser Dvaram Shebiksav. Only when no one who's involved in the reading of these Pasukim says the Pasuk Mibifnim do we have a problem. But if I hear someone saying a Pasuk and he's reading it from the Chumash, that's fine. As we said, although the Rambam is of the opinion that it applies even to one word, there are Paiskim, the Stechemet quotes Paiskim that say that it's only if you're skipping, saying a whole Pasuk. So if you're going to skip a letter from a, you're going to skip a word from a Pasuk, then you wouldn't have the problem. As we also discussed in our previous year, there are those that are makel, that it only applies to Torah, not to Nach. There, the Kalbai says that the Issa doesn't apply when you're reading Belachash, only when you're reading Bekol, when you're reading out loud. There is an Issa. The Shilta Gebayrim in Masecht Megillah says that this only applies B'tzibur, not when you're reading by yourself, even if you're loud, reading out loud. There are Rishonim that say that this Isser only applies when you're reading with the Tamim, when you're reading with the Trup. When you don't read with the Tamim and Mikra, the issue doesn't apply. The Chassam Sofer says that since nowadays, the only way to really, he says, avoid the Isser is by reading from a Sefer Torah that was written properly on a klaf by a cipher properly. Since we don't read that, we don't learn from those types of Sefer Torah nowadays, and Chazal allowed us to learn from printed material because they were concerned, Eis lasis l'Hashem aferet tarasecha, otherwise we perhaps wouldn't learn. So just like Chazal would make that we can learn not from kosher Sifrei Torah, included in the heter, and not requiring us to learn from kosher Sifrei Torah, is included the heter that we don't have to worry about Varm Shmuksav, yet to show learning about that. There's an interesting tshuva in the Shiles of Tshuva's Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Gimel, Simen Yud Beis. The question that was posed to the Minchas Yitzchak was, there was a boy who Nebuch is blind, and he's becoming Bar Mitzvah. And the question that is being asked of the Minchas Yitzchak is, could the boy, obviously he can't read from the Sefer Torah, unfortunately he's blind, but could he get Mafter HaTorah, not read the Mafter, the Baal Kairo will read the Mafter, but the HaTorah, he'll read from a Braille Chumash. What is the Halacha? So the Minchas Yitzchak makes a number of very important points. He says, certainly, when it's one of the Dal Parshas, one Parshas Zohar, Parshas Shkolim, Parshas Parah, Parshas Achaydish, one shouldn't give such a boy Haftarah. Furthermore, he says, in the shuls, where the minig is that they read the Haftarah from a cloth, certainly this boy should not get the Haftarah. In, however, a shul where they don't read the Sefer Torah, the Haftarah from the class. And the Minchas Yitzchak goes into a whole discussion, which is really not the topic of our shiur today, about the reading of the Haftarah. And even if it's not being read from the class, he does say, it seems that the halakha is quite clear, that what should be done is that the Haftarah should at least be read out loud by the Baal Kairi, and at least 10 people hearing him reading it out loud. But he says that there are many shuls, particularly Chassidish shuls, that don't have that minig, and the minig is that the Haftarah is read quietly. Says the Minchas Yitzchak, he discusses that minig, and he doesn't want to say that that minig is not an accepted minig, since so many people have that minig. So he says, in such a shul, he would allow the Bar Mitzvah Bacher to read from the blind Bar Mitzvah Bacher to get a Torah and read from a Braille Chumash. He does make it very clear that a Braille Chumash is not considered like a regular Chumash. And it would fall into the problem of Dvarim Shebiktav Yetur Shor Lem Ra'al Peh. It's difficult to understand, particularly if, as we explained in our previous year, that the Tosfos Rid, and so it seems quite clear, is the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah here in the Bi'ur Halacha, that the main concern for the reason of Dvarim Shebiktav Yetur Shor Lem Ra'al Peh is because Shem Yita, that a mistake may be made. So if it's a Braille Chumash, so just like by a printed Chumash, even though it wasn't properly written like this with a cipher, etc., the concern of Shem Yita isn't there. So the concern of Shem Yita isn't there on this type of Chumash either. But he doesn't want to be makel on a Braille Chumash. And then he goes into a very interesting discussion. He says that we in our shiurim, doesn't quote us in our shiurim, but he says we have quoted Tosfos that makes a difference if you're being mighty a rabbin yedei chayvasam, or you're not being mighty a rabbin yedei chayvasam regarding this halacha. So he says like this, when, as we quoted in our earlier, that Chazal were makel for a blind person, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it here in the first Sif, in Siman Mem Tes. How are we to understand that kula of Chazal? Are we to understand the Chazal were makel for this person himself, that we don't want him to live a life that he won't ever be able to learn a Pasuk of Chumash? So therefore, for him, the din of Varsh Mitzav Yetur Shoy Lom Ra'al Peh doesn't apply. How are we to learn that heter? Does that heter apply for him himself? Or does it mean that he is not included in the Isser of Dvarim Shebitzav Yatur Shoyalayim Ralpeh. And it would be a Gevaldige Nafkamina. If we say that he's include not in that Isser at all, so this boy, who's being Bar Mitzvah and is Levach Blay, is not in the category, is not included in the Isser of Dvarim Shebitzav Yatur Shoyalayim Ralpeh, and he can read the Haftarah, so to speak, by heart. If, on the other hand, we're going to say that it's a heter only for him, but not for anyone else, the Haftarah is being read for the entire community. And that's probably what the Minchas Yitzchak means to say when he says that the Dvarim Shebitzav, that if the shul anyway has the minig, that everybody reads the Haftarah for himself, so then he's reading the Haftarah only for himself. And since he's only reading the Haftarah for himself, and for him, as we said already from the Mishnah Berura, there is no din of Dvarim Shebitzav Yatur Shoyalayim Ralpeh, so he could get the Haftarah in such a shul for sure. As we also said, there's a question that Friday night, when people make Kiddush, it seems that many people say Vayichulu, say the Kiddush by heart. And the question is, how could they say the Vayichulu? Vayichulu is a parsha in the Torah. And we have a problem with Dvarim Shebitzav Yatur Shoyalayim Ralpeh. And apparently, many people had the minig to do so. I saw from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita that he said that the Chazon Ish would say Kiddush Friday night, Bal Peh. Why don't we have a problem of Dvarim Shebitzav Yatur Shoyalayim Ralpeh? However, if we found, there's a famous Rabbi Kiva Eger, which we've also quoted in our Shurim. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that there's another question. When one comes home Friday night from shul and he makes Kiddush, he says many women have the minig to daven Ma'ariv Friday night, even though they don't typically daven Ma'ariv. The basis for this minig is because we know that the Chiyuv Kiddush on Friday night is a Chiyuv Daraisa. But men, or anyone who davens Ma'ariv, is Yoytzes Chiyuv Daraisa by davening. He makes the bracha Mekadosh HaShabbos. He says Vayichulu and Shul. So there's still a chiyuv to make kiddush al yayin, kachshelu al yayin, but that chiyuv is only chiyuv derabbanan. So if one has family, his wife, his family members, if they haven't davened ma'ariv, there would be a very big problem in him davening ma'ariv, in him making kiddush for them, because he only has a chiyuv derabbanan, and they have a chiyuv deraisa. And that's what Rabbi Kiva Eger says, the famous Rabbi Kiva Eger, that when you come home Friday night, it's anyway the right thing to do, you should say Good Shabbos, and you're going to get your family to respond Good Shabbos. So now everybody only has a Chiv Drabonon. They were Yoitz the Chiv Deraisa with those words, and now you can make Kiddush on their behalf. But it could be, it's even more so, because by them saying Vayichulu when they daven, so they certainly were also Yoitzer their Chiv Deraisa. So now when we're saying the Yichulu, we're not really saying it to be Maitzi them. We're not really saying it to be Maitzi them because we all are in this, we already all Yoitzi the Chiv Deraisa. And for the Chiv Derabonon, it isn't so significant. Although I did see that there are people that suggest that either say the Kiddush from a Siddur, or everybody should say the Kiddush along. It should be a problem with Dvarim Shebitzav Yatur Shoyalayim Ralpeh, because as we said from Tosfos, the issue of Dvarim Shebitzav Yatur Shoyalayim Ralpeh only applies when you're being mighty someone else. But if they're going to say Vayichulu themselves, so they're not being mighty with you, so there is no problem of Dvarim Shebitzav Yatur Shoyalayim Ralpeh. Another issue that comes up is Tehillim. People say Tehillim, and people sometimes say Tehillim Bal Peh. And the question is, how could you say Tehillim Bal Peh, Dvarim Shebitzav Yatur Shoyalayim Ralpeh? So the tshuva, and the shayla tshuva is Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yud Zayin, Simen Gimel. And he has a discussion about how are we to look at the recitation of Tehillim. Because he says, there's a minute that by day we learn Torah Shebitzav, By night we learn Torah Shabbat. And therefore many people have a minute that we don't learn Torah Shabbat at night. And therefore the question is, can one say Tehillim at night? Is that included in the minig not to say, not to learn Torah Shabbat at night? So he says that, he goes into discussion. Number one, it's very possible that the minig only applies to Chamish Chamishi Torah, not to Nach. But then he goes on to say that when somebody is saying Tehillim, he's saying it for Tachnunim. And somebody who's saying Tehillim for Tachnunim, the Isser of Dvaran Shabbat Yet Rishoy Loim Malpeh is only when it's being said L'Shem Limud. But if it's not being said L'Shem Limud, then you don't have a problem of Dvaran Shabbat Ksav Yet Rishoy Loim Malpeh, as you don't have a problem of saying it at night. There's another interesting tshuva in the Shiles of Tshuvas Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Yud Gimel, Simen Yud Aleph. The person who writes him the Shiloh there asks a very obvious question. He says, we know that many times in yeshivas, they ask the students to learn certain parshiyas balpeh, the Shira, Parshas Hazinu, very common, many yeshivas that make sure that the students should know these parshiyas, they teach it them to learn it balpeh. And this person who writes the tshuva to Rav, to the Tzitz Eliezer, is asking that this is fascinating. We're teaching children to do something which is against the halacha. The Shulchan Aruch, as we just have been learning in Simen Mem Pes, paskins very clearly, Dvar Shabbat Iyat Rishoy Lomer Malpeh, and we're teaching children to do something just the opposite. So in general, the Tzitz Eliezer over there says that one shouldn't be different than the rest of the world. He says, if the entire world has been doing something in a certain way, it must be the right way. And therefore, he says that if this has been the custom of Tamidim and Rebbes all of the years, that isn't considered going against the Shulchan Aruch. And he goes on to say that, in fact, that is the whole purpose of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, we look at Simen Mem Tes, we're learning the Halachas Dvaran Shabbat Dvaran Yet Rishoy Loim Ral Peh and Mila Hilchas Krishma. What is the Shulchan Aruch trying to teach us? Just the opposite. That even though, as we quoted, the Gemara says Dvaran Shabbat Yet Rishoy Loim Ral Peh, the Shulchan Aruch is showing us that not always is that the Halacha. And Krishma is an exception to the rule. Just like Krishma is an exception to the rule, so too learning Psukim Baal Peh, and certainly as we're learning now, they're being taught not to be mitzi anyone else. On the contrary, they're learning it to make sure that they learn the Divrei Torah. And as we go back in understanding why indeed is the Halacha Dvarim Shebiksav Yet Rishoy Loim Ral Peh, because we want to show how holy and essential every word of the Sefer Torah is. And the way we show it is by saying, don't say anything Baal Peh, because if you're going to say it Baal Peh, you may come to say it wrong. So on the opposite, by learning these Psukim Baal Peh, we're doing just the opposite. We're showing and we're making sure that we should know the Shira Baal Peh and Azinu Baal Peh and all the parashas of the Torah Baal Peh. That's teaching us the beauty of the Torah Sashem Tamima, how every word of the Torah is so precious, and that we want to memorize those words of the Torah. And therefore, certainly he says, the minhag that we have in Klal Yisrael, that the Talmidim learn these parashas al-peh, should be maintained and continued.